This podcast is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Bobro and is a production of VI Alliance.
Copyright 2020.
And this chart-busting hit, Alone Leave Me, courtesy of New Threads, is available everywhere. Hi, this is Julie here with Susan, and we're continuing in our ancient text series, our podcast about Wake Up and Live, Dorothea Brand's book from the 1930s that's very powerful and tries to help us understand why we fail, the will to fail, and what to do about it. And we're continuing on with the 12 principles. I know we're at the end of the book, and we've covered, go back to the previous podcast and check out the principles before. And we're continuing with number 9.
Go ahead.
And number 9 is to correct your verbal mannerisms. Oftentimes, we say a lot, I mean, as a matter of fact, and so on. This is what Dorothea Brand says. And the suggestion here is to ask a friend to watch for it and raise their hand when they hear you use it. And so, you know, it's common knowledge that some of our continuous verbal mannerisms are.
We're not gonna list them because then everybody will hear them.
Raise my hand. Okay, there I go, raising my hand. And this is an interesting. I think that's an interesting exercise. That really is.
Well, I think
and
that
it's useful.
Doing that is really trains your brain to focus on just what you want to say and leave in all the extraneous ums and I knows and yets and everything else kind of goes, you know, gets rid of that. And a real friend will do that.
And it's helpful too. I think if you find it difficult to ask someone else to do that, it's really helpful too if you can try to do that yourself and almost, you know, be your own friend and do it. Oftentimes when people are doing presentations or speeches, they try so hard not to say and things like that. And I think you can train yourself. And I think she's saying that when you know, that's one of the principles, one of the things you can do to help train yourself.
Well, that also, you know, she's talking about training your mind to focus on the positive, to train your mind to focus on the end goal and not get caught up in the will to fail and all those ways that it rears its ugly head. And this is just one more way of training your brain.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead, next one.
Number 10, go ahead.
Okay. Plan 2 hours a day and live according to the plan. Do you do that?
That's an amazing one because she does. She gets it, she says, to set up a rigid schedule.
And you always
really,
get mad at me.
Really
you don't
do
like
it.
Doing that. You always say, why are you scheduling everything? I think you even texted me and I said, what about this? And you're like, wow, that's really keeping to a schedule. So I thought, that must be one
but
you would love.
So you only do it 2 hours a day with me? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Well, I think the interesting exercise part to this is that you just, she wants you to, you know, set, you know, at 3:02, that's it, it changes to the next activity, and you really actively make sure that you do that, and I think there's something to that, you know, pivoting at an exact moment.
I find that all of these are helpful. There's certain ones that resonate a little bit more than others. Certain things that we need, well, a person needs to work on some things that perhaps someone else does not. And I think knowing yourself, in like she says, to know thyself and redefine success for yourself. And you look at these, there's certain ones in here I don't find I need to work on. And there's other ones that, wow, I really need to work on. And it's not that I'm any better or I don't need these. I'm not suggesting. I'm saying that when you look at these, there's certain ones that are more challenging than others.
Hi, this is Julie here with Susan, and I have to ask you, what's one of the favorite books that we've written together? Which one would you say?
My favorite would be Energetic Invocations, because you tricked me into writing it, and it wrote itself, and I just was grateful to be a part of it. I like all the books we've written. We've had so much fun, but that's probably my favorite.
You know, I agree with you. I love Energetic Invocations, and I love the invocations because they're really powerful, and I love the way it slides into the Endra book. So the Endra scripts is really fun as well. So I agree with you.
Yep. Awesome. So Julie, we wrote 10 plays of the Endra scripts.
Yes.
Do they seem believable to you?
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? They're a hoot. I relive them most of the time.
But they're not traditional magic scripts.
No, they're not. It's real magic based in energy. It's cool stuff.
And everybody can do it.
That's right. Everybody can. I think a really cool one to that last one is that sometimes you need to finish something and you need to accomplish something. Mm. And oftentimes when you say, okay, I don't have all day, I'm going to give myself 10 minutes or 15 minutes, you finish it and accomplish it. And so there's something to it that kind of refreshes
you.
I'm just saying, I think it's an interesting exercise. There's something to it that refreshes our values of time and kind of lets us know what we can expect of ourselves.
And I also think it makes, if there's something you just don't want to do, and if you say in that 2 hours you set aside time to do that one thing you really don't want to do, you surprise yourself in that. You know, you do it and it's really not as bad as you thought, and you get through it, as opposed to constantly procrastinating, I don't want to do it, I don't want to do it, kind of forces you, well, it's on there and I said I was going to do it. So even if you're someone who does accomplish things,
and I think
that helps you to get through to something that you, like I said, don't want to do.
And I think in this day and age of, you know, constant distractions and stuff with cell phones and texting and all that kind of, and everything, and just everything that's going on, that it was really cool that she said you can use this one to kind of teach yourself what you can expect of yourself when you don't waste time.
Okay, next.
Number 11, put yourself into a situation where you must act non-habitually and adapt yourself.
So as I'm, because my notes are much more cut off than yours, I'd say. So she says to come up with 20 slips of paper and come up with things that are arbitrary that you would not normally do.
Like 12 slips of, like, you know, 12 hours, go 12 hours without food, and then you just shuffle them and
yes.
You pick one and you do it. Or eat in an unlikely place.
Or stay
say nothing all day.
Or stay up all night and work.
Mm.
I think that's an interesting one. That one, I think, is probably, if I look at all of these, that one would be the most difficult for me.
Oh, really?
Yes,
oh.
Without a doubt.
Hmm.
Without a doubt. You don't think so?
Oh, I don't know for you.
No, for you?
Oh, for me? No, I do that sometimes. I'll be like, this week, what do I need to do? I think I'll stay up all night. Or I'm not going to, you know, I do that sometimes without slips of paper. Like, I'll just do something non-habitually. I like non-habitually stuff. I like also following routines. I mean, that one seems a lot fun. It could be very creative, too. I mean, she says, you know, put the slips in an envelope in a drawer and then just randomly pick one out.
Mm-hmm. So that's really getting out of your comfort zone. That's
really it's kind of getting out of your routine. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then the last one is, which we've heard this before, but say yes to everything.
Take a day.
One day and say yes to everything. Within reason. She does put that in there. Within reason. If someone, you know, give up a $200,000 job a year to get, you know, to do something for 15 grand a year, and you're like, yeah, maybe, you know, you don't have to say yes to crazy things, but for the most part, say yes. If you're asked to do something, or do you want to try this, just say yes. I think that's
kind of... Have you ever done that one?
Not for a day. I have sometimes like, I want to say no, and then I'm like, yes. Because, you know, I'm like, I really should, so okay. It's one of those, okay. I guess so. So that's actually an interesting one, too. So which one of those do you think would be the most difficult for you?
I don't know. I look at them as all fun. I mean, I look at them as all fun and probably talking exclusively about myself. Not to intrude on your
That's what you think party you have a hard time with?
I mean, the other day, the other day I was in a bookstore.
I think your hardest one is planning 2 hours a day and live according to plan. That's what I think you would be most challenged
then
with.
Then you really don't know me.
Okay.
That's interesting. I don't have one for you. I have no idea what your hardest one
is. No, but I could go into my text where you say to me, what are you planning everything?
Well, that's just a funny comment. That's not a... And I think, the other day I was in the bookstore and I ran across someone who told me they were a clairvoyant. And I was like, it would be more interesting to say something, but it was almost like I was practicing one of her things. I mean, to ask him and involve him in a conversation, but it was almost like I was practicing one of Dorothea Brand's principles. And I shared a little bit about myself, and I wasn't really, I just was like, I want to go back and look at the books. I'm not really interested.
So, Julie, we wrote 10 plays of the Entrescripts.
Yes.
Do they seem believable to you?
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? They're a hoot. I relive them most of the time.
But they're not traditional magic scripts.
No, they're not. It's real magic based in energy. It's cool stuff.
And everybody can do it.
That's right, everybody can. Hey, Susan?
Yes?
Do you know what you're getting me for Christmas?
Not sure yet.
Well, don't be thinking you're going to give me any of the books we've written, because I have all of those.
Yeah, but they're e-books. They're a quick read, yet they keep making you go back because you think you got it. And you got to go back and read it again because there's something more each time. It's like a gift that keeps giving.
I agree with you. They're in my pile to read again over and over. But, I'm kind of stuck on this Christmas trivia right now.
Julie, you don't do trivia like everybody else.
Oh, no. I started with the Christmas trivia book because I found all this really interesting Christmas content. And so I started making really fun questions. Stuff that nobody else has asked.
But you didn't stop there.
Nope. I'm working on Halloween, Samhain, and trivia on magic in Salem. And love trivia that's going to be a bit X-rated.
You have another one.
Yes. We worked on it together. The Kabbalion trivia. And anyone who's heard our podcast or read The Kabbalion by Three Initiates, you got to get this. It's an ebook. It's on Amazon.
And you might end up thinking about The Kabbalion in ways that you would never have imagined.
And that's the purpose of trivia, because it works at your brain, mind, consciousness, and gets you in all types of cool energy to propel from. And isn't that what we like to do?
It is.
So, I think sometimes, they can vary. Like you said, though, they can vary. I mean, some things you can do for a little bit, and some things might take more practice.
Mm-hmm. So, one little thing she adds, towards the end is making lists of things to improve upon and somehow getting a note to yourself. She talks about people sending themselves postcards to don't forget to do this or... I know a thing of late is people writing a note to their future selves, little things like that.
You know what I heard that was really cool? I heard that people were setting up emails for their unborn children.
Oh.
And they were emailing, letters and emails to them.
Oh, wow.
And then when they come of age...
So they're unborn.
They're unborn, but they're coming.
Yeah, they're pregnant.
And so they're sending these emails and, telling them their thoughts and wishes and desires. Hopefully it's not like got up, ate, diary. But sharing things about, having them as a child and then giving, when they're of the age to read or to understand, giving them the account with the password.
Oh.
And so then they can, be tons of emails. But still, they could read.
I guess it's like a book.
You just write a book. But still, I thought that's pretty interesting.
That's interesting.
And she says that these principles are ways to get control of your mind and help you.
Sure.
Resolve, not to be invested in a will to fail, but, more into doing what you want to do here in your life and waking up and live. And... She says it helps. I think it's interesting. She shares that it helps, you know, engage in the mind in indefinite activity that will direct it more towards what your plans are.
I'd like to give a quote that I wrote down that I thought is really, I mean, at the end of the day, where we're going with it. And that is, quote, "We act by ignoring all memories or apprehensions of failure. By refusing to attach importance to temporary discomfort or past pain, we learn not to court frustration by using an attitude or tone which leaves any opportunity for rebuff or non-cooperation." And I think that's really, she talks, that's really what it is you just let go of everything else in the past. And, you know, it's once again, your focus is where you're going, not where you've been. Mm. And I think that's something we all can learn from. And again, as women, I don't say that this is any different than what a man would say, but she just brings it in a way that kind of hits home for a lot of us.
Well, I think it's a great viewpoint that mm-hmm. just adds a lot to, you know, the package and the plan of books that we've been looking at and devouring yeah. and sharing. And it just adds like such a great vibration of sure. of a different mindset. I mean, it's funny to say different because, you know, I don't want to go into gender. I don't want to go into mm-hmm. anything, but there's a lot of different frequency to what she's sharing and how she's sharing it that really kind of incorporates itself into everything that we've been sharing with all the material that we've been reading in this series.
And it's just, I mean, every person has a different way of expressing themselves anyways.
Mm.
That goes across everything, you know, background, ethnicity, gender, race, religious beliefs, everything. And each one of any one of those has something different to say, even if they're saying the same thing. But of course, they're going to give it their viewpoint. And anytime you hear even the same thing over and over, you always learn something new when it's brought into the light in a different way.
Mm.
And that's what I love about a lot of these, you know, ancient texts. And, you know, I say she's a woman, and I think of the time frame, and I think of what she's saying, and, you know, it's just phenomenal. And she talks about a lot of things that I think not just women, but all people face every day, even today. Like you said, we can give examples of all of these things.
Right.
Even today.
Right. And I like the very last sentence.
Go ahead.
From her. I don't think that's what you read, but she mm-hmm. says, "Success for any sane adult is exactly equivalent to doing one's best. What that best may be, what its farthest reaches may include, we can discover only by freeing ourselves completely from the will to fail."
Thank you for listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon authors pages for books and podcasts. Find New Threads music and their latest album on iTunes, Spotify, and newthreads.us.